dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night.
D'avis hein? À ta santé, à tes amours, à ta folie. Je vais tenir mes rêves au chaud et le champagne au froid, car je t'aime. Et n'oublie pas les 18 mois de Nicolas. Voici les clés, ne les perds pas sur le pont des soupirs. Hein? Elles sont en or, on ne sait jamais, ça peut servir. Ne t'en fais pas, j'ai ce qu'il faut, on n'est jamais perdant. Quand on aime, j'ai mes bouquins et ton petit chien, eux sont contents. Voici les clés de ton bonheur, il n'attend plus que toi. Ah, appelle-moi si par bonheur elle n'ouvrait pas. Nanana, 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 nanana. Tu sais toujours où me trouver, moi je ne bouge pas. Moi je t'aime, et n'oublie pas la communion de Nicolas.
Pas de chance, j'allais t'emmener en Italie en voyage d'amour. Pas de chance, moi je t'aime aussi, et depuis bien plus longtemps que lui.
Voici les clés de ton bonheur, il n'attend plus que toi. Ah, appelle-moi si par bonheur elle n'ouvrait pas. Nanana, 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 nanana. Tu sais toujours où me trouver, moi je ne bouge pas. Moi je t'aime,
et n'oublie pas l'anniversaire de Nicolas. Voici les clés pour le cas où tu changerais d'avis. À ta santé, à tes amours, à ta folie. Nanana, 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 nanana. Je vais tenir mes rêves au chaud et le champagne au froid. Car je t'aime. Et n'oublie pas l'anniversaire de Nicolas. Voici les clés, ne les perds pas sur le pont des soupirs.
Hello, everyone. This is Trainwreck with a Trainwreck of a Show number 7, guys. How are you doing this afternoon? I hope everyone is going well. Right now, my sound is fucked up on my computer, I do believe. Basically, I can't adjust the level via Windows, so I have to press the button. With me, I have this afternoon Aspa. Hello, Aspa. Welcome to a Trainwreck of a Show number 7.
Hi, Trainwreck.
How are you, guy? How are you?
I am awesome.
Nice, nice, nice. And we have on our panel right now Mr. Polaris. Mr. Polaris, welcome.
Meow. Meow, meow.
All right. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. And we have also Mr. Palindrome, but Mr. Palindrome is not with us right at this moment. He should join us before he eat, so we'll add him to the conf, and he will join us later, as he recommend in his message that he just sent me a minute ago. Also, All right. So, are you ready, guys, to do some calls?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. So, let's kick this show. I have three type of call this afternoon. We have, first of all, the target is Santa Barbara in California. I do believe it's not late at this time there, and we'll call them. Is any one of you guys near Santa Barbara?
Nope.
No? All right. So we'll call that first one. It's a warm-up. We'll begin with some Banchod restaurant. All right?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right.
It's ringing.
And should be there.
India House?
Hello, India House. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing fine. This is the show number 7, you know?
Excuse me?
Oh, never mind. Can I order?
Can you order what?
Food. Can I order?
But I don't have nothing for order. Only we have buffet.
Oh, okay. I can order buffet too, right?
But you only eat over
okay,
here.
I would like one chicken tikka, one banchod machine, one gandu sauce, and one sister fucker. Chudi chudi.
Don't forget the owl.
Oh, yeah. My friend here is suggesting to me the owl. Hold on. I'm going to pass him to you. Well, go ahead, Mr. Cactus.
You got the owl, son of owl?
Hello?
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 Can you hear it, my good sir?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Banchod? Oh, he can hear us. Yes, he can.
Yeah.
He's the Banchod one, you know? Let's call him back. Oh, it failed. Okay, he's still there. But hold on. I'm gonna fix that right away. And I'm gonna send a comment to Skype. All right, let's call them back. You guys can hear me fine, right?
Yep.
Good. I can hear you fine too. Oh, it failed too. Damn it! Fuck! Shit! Cunt! Piss! Mr. Polaris, are you there? Aspa?
I'm here.
Okay. Good. And 1,000 fodder. Thank you, F-Box. Hello?
He doesn't want to play anymore.
Yeah. Hold on. We still have one call. Yep. Gonna use all of them. Oh, he's occupied right now. So it doesn't count, right?
No, doesn't.
Yep. Want to talk to him, Aspa?
Sure.
All right.
Hello? Hello? Oh, no.
Motherfucker.
He's right? Really done.
Yeah. Who has a business and don't answer to his customer? That's like the first rule. Right?
Yeah, it is.
No, I guess the first one would be you have to be open, right? And after that, you have to answer the phone.
Well, yeah.
Even if you are an Indian restaurant and you are banchod by definition, but still apply, right?
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Let's call Tamira Restaurant. 7-Up, Pepsi, Coke?
No, it's actually tea.
Oh, in a can?
No, it's this mushroom tea. So it's all fermented and crap.
Oh.
Tamira, let me help you.
Hello.
Hi. Tamira. Oh, go ahead, Mr. Cactus.
Hello.
Yeah.
Would you like to place an order for pickup?
Sure, what do you have, sir?
One tiki masala.
Chicken masala?
Yeah.
Okay.
One naan bread.
Okay.
Let's
see. Don't forget the chodra.
The what?
The chodra?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. The chudi chudi?
Ah, oh, yes. And the gandu sauce?
Yes. Lots of gandu sauce, please, sir.
Could we please get a rundi with that order as well?
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Polaris.
He didn't like that one.
No. What's the translation of the last one?
It's prostitute.
All right. Hey, we have two more calls with this guy.
Let's see if he answers this time. He might just yell. Or it might be fax machine.
Who knows?
Tamira, may I help you?
Hello? Hello, Tamira.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to order.
What do you want?
Who was the gentleman who answered the phone to? He was pretty disrespectful. He hung up on me.
Yeah, you just have to order.
I would like to order. Huh?
What do you like to have?
Will you apologize before?
Sorry?
He said to me, Baklan.
Just let's order. What do you need to have?
No. Don't give me the brush off like that if it wasn't nothing. He told me idiot.
Yeah,
I understand. Huh?
Just place your order. I think it's a prank call and we don't have time for
all
this shit, okay?
Okay, so, I'm a paying customer here, lady. This is not my first time. But if you're trying to insult me, I will hang up the phone right now.
Okay, just let me know what you want to have.
Yeah. Apologize first. I give the order after that.
Oh, no ways. If you want to place,
okay.
You can
place
it.
Bye. Banchot. I hung up on her. Yay. All right. And I give you... Who wants to take... we'll call them back. One of you guys, talk to her.
Players, you want to go?
Hello? Yeah.
I'd like to place an order for pickup.
Yeah, we'd like to have.
Okay. One chicken tikka masala.
Okay.
Two naan breads.
Okay.
Do you have anything with garlic in it?
Yeah, lots of things. What do you like?
Something with rice and some gandu sauce.
Yeah, tell your mother to come and fuck around with me.
You
bastard.
Son of a owl.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, Aspa, you did great.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right. Hey, are you guys eating right now?
Nope.
No? Man, I have those cookies. Those are butter cookies made in Copenhagen. Mm. And they are delicious. Usually those are sold during Christmas, but I saved a couple of boxes from last year, and like they are made in a tin can. So they won't go bad, and they are so good. I would like to eat like 2 bucks a day, but they don't sell it during the year, so I have to wait. Or I found a place online where I can order them, the same company who makes them, but I have to order like, let's say, I think it's like 60 bucks of them.
One whole pallet worth.
Yeah, one old pallet. Like if I was a grocery store, but it costs it usually $1 like this is like $6. Let's say $5.50 American dollar.
Damn.
For $1. Yeah. So yeah, it's expensive. Multiply that by 60 and pay after that the shipping and the importation fee.
So yeah, you got that too.
Yeah. Well, I think the custom won't let it pass. You know. Sometimes we get lucky and we don't pay, but other times we pay. So, and it probably if I order like a pallet, they will charge me a lot.
Just have them write it to a gift. I think that's how you get around it.
Yeah, right. What is in this box? Oh, 60 bucks of cookies. Oh, I see. Oh, let it pass. No charge. All right. Okay, Tamira, I'm going to note after... I'm gonna wrote near that. He's an angry bunch. All right.
Let's thank Dark Stranger for that website and Evil Ideas as well.
What website?
Oh, she linked rather to a insult website that has all the Hindi insults here. I'll copy and...
Yeah, please. I will refer to it. Thank you, Dog Stranger. And who was it?
And Evil Ideas. He also posted some stuff in here. I'll copy that and post it for you here.
All right. Thank you, Evil Ideas and Dark Stranger.
There we go.
All right. I'm going to paste the Himalayan Kitchen. Yep. And add it to the conf. All right. I'm trying not to put music in the background because usually it distracts me when I'm talking to you, and also that YouTube doesn't. Hold on, sir. And YouTube doesn't take down my videos because I post them on my YouTube channel. So if people can't listen on them on the Mixlr thing website, they can go on YouTube. And usually, when you have a cell phone, you have YouTube now. But not always Mixlr. Although I heard that it was out for Android, right?
Yeah.
I don't have an Android. I have an iPhone. But my father has an Android. Do you have an Android?
I do.
Oh, what model is it?
Just a Galaxy S3.
Oh, my! It's the same as my father. It's a good one.
It's a decent little phone.
Yeah, but sometimes he told me that the battery take like... even if he put it in recharge for the night, it won't recharge like 20% that maximum sometime.
I get that, and sometimes it just ignores the fact that it's plugged in, so it just doesn't charge.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't normal, right?
I think it is for these.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to call back this motherfucker. It doesn't count because we didn't talk to him. So we still have three times.
Himalayan Kitchen, how can I help you?
Hello. I'm sorry. I think we got disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it on your end?
Sorry?
It was on your end. You can apologize. I would like to order.
Would like to order. Okay.
No, I'm ordering. You take down my order, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready to take order.
Okay. So basically, I'm going to order you to take my order and write this down. One chicken tikka. Chicken tikka, two naan bread, one chudi chudi, and do you have chicken tikka very spicy, or is it like the banchod one?
Sorry?
Hello? Oh, yes. Do you speak Hindi?
No.
Oh, okay. Can you pass me someone who speaks Hindi?
Why?
He will be able to understand me.
Why?
Because you can't understand me.
Nobody speaks Hindi here.
Nobody speaks Indian?
Yeah, nobody.
No, nobody.
Nobody Indian here.
But you're working in an Indian restaurant, right?
This is not Indian restaurant.
Oh, no. What is it then?
This is Himalayan restaurant.
Yes, right. Himalayan, Indian, Chinese, Cantonese, Mandarin, same thing, right?
No.
Yes. Don't be ignorant.
No.
No. Okay, stop making stupid now. I was hoping he was going to get angry with that. Oh, he's pretty calm. Maybe he's...
Yeah, they're just either way too calm or they go, fuck you, you. And then it's
you motherfucker, you. Yeah, no. Right. Yeah. Okay, well, we still have two calls. One of you guys want to take one?
Sure.
I'm eating.
Okay. That website that you gave me, Asper. Fuck yeah.
Hello. Please leave a message after the
tone. Uh-oh. Okay. We can call them back two more times. Ring, 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 Mr. Telephone. Chut ya. Chut. Madachod. Panchod. Tati. All right. I'm going to try Tati. There's some good one here. You know what would be great? If there was an option like near, just beside the word, if you press like a speaker, you press it and you hear what it, what's the pronunciation of the word, right? Would be awesome. Like Google Translate or something like that. Hmm.
I wonder.
Yep.
Let's see if maybe Google actually will translate these.
Oh, yeah, maybe they should, but it's like a two-step process, you know? It's more cumbersome, more long. It's not as practical as if it was built in the same thing. Let's try the India Club. And I'm going to pretend that I want to join them. Because I'm Indian too, right?
Yep.
Yep. But I will make it clear that I'm making the order. That I am giving the order. Hello, Indian Club.
India Club.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. May I know how can I help you today?
Yes. Are you... I'm sorry, my friend gave me this number. Are you a restaurant?
Yes, we are.
Yes, I would like to order, please. Honey,
okay. Baby. May I have your name?
Sure. This is Mr. Train.
Mr. Train?
Yep. I'm from Europe.
Okay, so how can I help you, Mr. Train?
Sorry, but do you speak Indian?
No, but I could get someone that could speak English.
Yes, someone who speaks Indian would be more appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Thank you. Bye-bye, honey babe.
Mwah.
I'm going to give you a sweet kiss right on the genitals. Mwah.
Mm. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Yes. Is this your one of your employees who just spoke to me, or is it your sister or your girlfriend? Jeffrey.
You can speak Hindi? You can speak Hindi?
No, I prefer to speak English. She has trouble to
Yes, sir. How can I help you today? Yes.
Yes, I would like to know who was that who I just spoke on the phone. Huh?
Sorry, sir?
Sir, who was that on the phone before you?
Yeah, sir, what happened, sir?
Okay, basically, she told me that she can understand me, but I was trying to get her number. She sounds very cute. How old is she?
So what do you like to order, sir? You do you like to order something?
I would like to order her genital, and you will hold the lantern while I fuck her right in the pussy. All right? Mother Yakar, Mother Chod, Churi Churi.
Gandu?
Churiya, Gan. Januar, Lavda, Lavde, Lun, Mame, Mamimuya, Tek Jat, Benki Alad, Lavde Kebal, Apnimo Koja Chos. Hello?
Panchod?
Panchod, are you there? Respond immediately.
Dun, 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 dun. Maybe he fell into the Gandu sauce.
Yeah, maybe. I'm gonna call him back.
I gotta go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, that's all right. Bye, Aspa.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. See, have a good one. Bye.
Thanks. You too.
All right. So, Mr. Polaris and I are the only one left.
Too, I don't know.
Oh shit, you're abandoning me too?
I might have to because
No.
I'm looking at the, like, I gotta go grocery shopping.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
I'm kind of looking at the, I might not go because I'm like looking at the
weather.
Yeah, it's nasty out, so it's like either I go soon or.
Oh, that's all right.
I don't know what to do really.
You let me know when you decide, all right?
Right.
Okay. If you want, I'm going to make you some calls before you leave.
Yeah.
If you want.
I can do some now, yeah.
Are you finished eating?
Mm-hmm.
It's all right if you don't. I can continue.
Yeah, I'm all good.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, ring somebody up.
Yep. You have access to the Skype chat right now, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, I put the information right down there.
Right on.
Okay.
Taj Cafe, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I wanted to place an order for collection this evening.
Order for what?
A pickup order, collection.
Okay, what would you like?
Okay, I'd like, you have pakora? You have any pakora there? What flavor? Uh-huh. What flavor? Do you have shrimp?
Yeah.
You have shrimp pakora?
Yeah.
Okay, two orders of that.
Okay.
Can I get three orders, three full completions of papadam? So I guess in Banchu terms, that would be six total papadam, right?
Okay.
So three completions of papadams.
Okay.
Do you have lamb rogan josh?
Yeah.
Okay, can I get four orders of that?
Okay.
Do you have palak paneer?
Yeah.
Can I get...
Don't forget
actually,
the
Yeah, what?
Don't forget the smegma cheese.
Oh, okay. Can I get five orders of that?
Five orders of saag paneer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I get... do you have naan? You sell naan, right?
Yeah.
What do you have? Do you have smegnaan? Smegmanon? Smegmanon?
What
flavor? What flavor? Smegmanon?
Chana masala?
Yeah, do you have
plain
naan?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get seven orders of naan?
Okay.
What's the total?
Well, there's this other one too. Do you have the, you have chana masala, right?
Yeah.
Can I get eight full completions of chana masala, and can we have a total for this so far?
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, so...
Yes.
How many people are you all together?
17.
It's a big group, but we need a total so we can
split
see...
It.
We're splitting it. It's a catering for our company, not quite a catering, but we just need to get this kind of in a hurry. I mean, I realize it's a big order, but how long do you think this will take?
Well, when do you want to come pick it up?
Well, I mean, I'm ordering the food so that I can come pick it up, but...
Do you want it today, or what time?
Well, I mean, I'm placing the order, so obviously I want it today.
Okay.
Okay.
And you want some rice and yogurt with it on the side?
Well, I mean, I ordered, you know, the full meals, so I would...
Is it
they
free?
Come with rice, yeah.
Does it
come with it free, or is it traditional order?
No, rice is separate.
Separate, so...
Oh,
well,
shit.
Let me get a total first. Give me a total for these items.
Let's see.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay. Gandu.
Are you going to cancel?
No, we can't. Well, I mean, if they're going to be expensive, hopefully they can tell us.
Ask for the rebate.
Yeah.
35 at minimum.
I would think so.
It's a big order.
But see, Kenny and Lauren are a little bit older, so they should give us the discount.
Sure. We deserve it.
Yeah.
Hey, Bancho, are you done with the order?
Yeah. Can we get a total here? Or
are we still waiting? Our food is getting cold.
Hello.
Oh, I think he's hitting the register with his head.
Yeah.
He's punching the register.
Hello, sir. Hello. Can we get a total here?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it will be 254.81.
How much?
254.81.
54 and 51? Oh, that's a good price.
Yeah, that's a good price. We have a few
hold on,
people
hold on.
Who are
Is it 54, sir? All right, go ahead, Polaris.
Yeah, do we have do you offer a senior citizen discount? Hello?
Yeah, we can do 10% off.
10%
no, no, no,
off?
No, 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 no,
no, no. No, no, we need more than 10%. This
it's
is a large order.
Order.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker! He just hung up on us. Oh, I'm going to call him back.
That's
and
the thing. Like,
they so mad.
Sure, patience. Seems oh. like more often you're trying to make a big order like that. And
yeah, and they don't
up.
Want it. They don't want business.
And
what
it's all of them. Like, that's why I do the, like, 3, 4, or 5 thing.
Yeah, because when you eat for the big price, they
yeah.
hang up.
Yeah.
Bunch of punchod. Hello? Did he pick up?
I think he picked up and hung up.
Hello? Are you eating your dick on the register, sir?
Hello?
I can hear you in the background. Oh, he hung up. Right. Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna answer Mr. DN. No, I don't have your number, DN. Provided to me via the PM. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna call them back. Yeah. The Walking Dead has a good point. That's why they are so poor, the Indian people. Oh, they are counterattack us with the
yeah.
text machine. RB, help us. All right, I'm gonna call him back because it doesn't count when it's. Kudos. He has the point. No? Oh, okay. Forget it. No kudos to the Walking Dead then. He's not coming back. This is the Taj Cafe. People. Don't call them. They don't want to do business. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. All right. They disconnect their line. They were tired. Oh, Polaris, people in the chat are saying that you need to get closer to your mic, I think.
It's just fucked up. I need to get a new mic total. My headset. I mean, it's like it's either here and it's too loud, or it's here.
Oh, it's fine. If you don't mind, you can when you put it first and you sound better. It's like more loud.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's like in my mouth.
Okay. It's not comfortable. You can't. Don't do that.
I think it's. I just got to order another one because it's like I've. Just used it so much and it's screamed into it and whatnot. It's just dead. I mean, it's not bad. It doesn't sound awful or anything, but.
You need to get a new setup like Jayad did. I hear that RBCP give away new full professional microphone.
Oh, yeah. This is like. I think Death Fox got me this headset a long, long time ago, and I've just been using it for basically years at this point. So
it served you well.
Yeah, it's time for a new one.
All right, we'll call this one. It's DN who provided me that number. I'm not sure.
You've reached the PLA's telephone network interface. To hack some answering machines, press 1. To join a conference line that nobody is ever on, press 2. To call VN's home phone and have him welcome you to the botnet, press 3. For system updates and to leave us a message, press 4. File a prayer.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, RBCP.
That's the end.
No, it's the end.
Oh, man!
Hey.
You planned it all along.
Yep.
Damn, son. You're good. Hey, you need to give me your Skype so that I can add you to the conf, you know?
Oh, I'm never on Skype anymore. This is basically the only way to reach me at the moment.
Oh, so RB is paying the bill, right?
Yep.
Oh, I see. All right. Are you listening to the show right now?
Oh, yeah, I was, but I muted it now since I'm on the phone.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was fun talking to you. We need to move along.
All right.
All right. Do you have a shout-out to do on while you are on the air?
Yep. Shout-out to Arby, Matt fucking Hillock, Zach, and Dark Stranger.
All right. You have a good night.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Peace, peace.
All right. That was the end, guy. I thought for a second that was RBCP answering his telephone. Because basically I have all those numbers right now. Now that I am a big shot on PCN, you know? RB gave me his personal phone number and he told me, hey, psst, psst, look here. Thanks and beans, he said. Yep, that's what he told me. And we should moving. And like Carlito says, moving right along. Yep. All right. Cafe India. Gonna... Don't worry, people. We will change subject in a couple of numbers. It won't get boring for you.
I think this is the one that Baz calls, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
The lady knows him.
Really?
The name at the top. I think it's her.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Is it the Cafe
yes.
India?
Yes.
Yes. Do you know my friend Baz?
No.
He goes along as David Snoswell. You never heard about it? Oh, okay. That's all right. He's a good one, you know? You can put your trust in him, you know? I would like to order. Are you there? Motherfucker, he hung up.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ. There are...
Sometimes they just don't have any patience. Yeah. It's like...
this
no customer care.
Nice. Yeah, they are a gangster.
Hello?
Hello. I think we got disconnected. I would like to order.
Yeah, we are closed right now.
Huh?
We are closed.
Okay, but why did you pick up your phone? Are you a motherfucker?
Yeah, I am fucking your mother. Chudy, that's why
Chudy,
I am
Chudy.
Motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck you right from the back. And you're going to like it. Gonna scream. You're gonna say, "Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?"
Wants to find out.
Are you choking on a
dick
right
now?
Are you choking on a dick?
Hey, motherfucker! I have your phone number. I'm going to call the police. I have your phone number here, right here.
Do that, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah,
hung
yeah.
up, mother
yeah.
bitch. Hung up, Trudy, Trudy. Hung up. You little obedient bitch boy. All right, he hung up, guys. I think
funny.
He's pretty. I think he's pretty rude, but he deserves a callback. Maybe later.
Yeah.
So we're going to save his number. I'm going to note him as the motherfucker Indian. Yay. And
why did he even answer the phone? That's so weird.
Yeah. I didn't know that Bass called him.
I don't know if it's that one, but the name sounds familiar, like Cafe India. I think
yeah.
that's the one where it's the
but
old
you know,
lady.
I think I call Columbus, Washington, New York, Boston. What other city did I call? I called a couple of them, and there is always a Taj Cafe, Indian
yeah.
Kitchen. You know, those are all repeating.
Typical names, yeah.
Name. It's like Smith or here. It's like a common name. That's
yeah.
what I'm trying to say. But yeah. It's raining where you are right now?
It wants to, but it's like...
It's like in...
It's been overcast all day and just kind of peeing.
Yes. Is it the Bollywood?
Yes.
Yes. Indian restaurant number 4, right?
Right.
All right. This is Mr. Tim from the corporate office. How are you this evening?
Good, very good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We are doing a checkup on the inventory right now. Can we proceed with the inventory? It won't take long.
But nobody is here. I am only the worker.
Yes, yes. I'm the corporate office. Therefore, I give you permission to to take the phone with you.
How can I give the information? I'm busy.
I'm going to...
call later. No problem.
Sir, please don't...
You call later. No problem. We are close.
No. We are doing this right now because other time won't be possible.
What are you looking?
Okay. I'm going to give you instruction. It's important that you follow my order.
Yeah?
Yep. Say yes, sir. Hello?
Yes?
I didn't get your name for my report. I need your name.
My name is Ali.
Ali. A-L-I, right?
Right.
Ali, do you have a customer... do you have an employee number that I can refer it in my paper?
What is that?
Do you have an...
I have no employee number.
Oh, okay. So you're like a part-time there, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, I'm going to give you your employee number. You've been promoted.
Okay.
Have you a paper?
Yeah.
Okay, take this down. It's number 4. Oh, I'm sorry. It's, yes, number 4. Here is the computer. It's a little bit buggy here. Okay, it's 420.
Yeah, 420.
Yes, like 420.
Yeah.
F-R-I.
Yeah.
E. N as in Nancy, D as in Daniel, L as in Lewis,
yeah.
Y as in Yahoo. Yeah. And after that, you have to write also 6-9.
6-9, yes.
Yes, all right. So can you repeat that back to me so that I can make sure that you have your employee number written correctly?
420-F-R-I-E-N-D-L-Y. 6-9.
That is correct. All right. You keep that in your pocket near your heart. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now we have to do some...
Keep you hold the line. I have customer.
Oh, no. No. Basically, right now we're doing...
You hold the line, please. You hold the line.
Okay. But
I
do
have
it fast.
Customer in the dining.
Okay. But tell them to go away. No service right now. We have to do this before you serve them. It's important. Kudos to RBCP with his evil ideas, right? Oh, if that one is going, this one is going right, is going straight up to my YouTube. I think if it's going like I want, it's going straight to the YouTube. Hope he's coming back soon, though. Yeah, people, type in the chat what is Ali employee number, and you win a free iPhone 6 bent. No, you're missing a part, Dark Stranger. It's 420 friendly 69. That's his employee ID. I hope he's coming back soon. Do you think we should call him back?
You'll just probably get a busy signal if you do.
I got
it. It's hard to say if they have two lines or what.
Yeah, so usually those but it's I think it's you see like a McDonald's, it's a concession, not a mom and pop restaurant, right?
Yeah. That's hard to say. I mean,
yep.
Bollywood, I would think it would be like a mom and pop deal.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Yes, all right, Ali.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yes.
Okay, right now we have to do some experimentation. We have customer report that the sauce, the chicken tikka sauce, is not good. We need to do a test on that right now. So 22 every chicken tikka, no more chicken tikka until we have made the test, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
Vedar, you talk to the manager. I am no manager.
No. I already
talked. I am the part-time worker. I have no time. We are close.
Hey, settle down.
Thank you very much.
Sir. Oh, motherfucker.
So angry.
Oh, shit. He's just fucking wrong at the wrong tree. No? I'm the one who makes the rule. He's the one who obey.
He was beyond angry.
He was furious at a point.
You might get facts.
Oh, I'm gonna fire him right away if he answer. For the day, he can come back tomorrow.
Work.
He's busy. I'm gonna take note.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hello, this is Mr. Train from the Bollywood Indian Restaurant customer representative. So I'm calling Mr. Ali to let him know that he's fired for this day. He can come back tomorrow, but no more work for him today. He has to close the door, tell all the customer to leave the store right now. No service for them. Mr. Ali is fired for the day. All right. Hey, Palindrome.
Hey, hi. How's it going?
Fine. What about you?
It's going all right.
Yay. Hey. I'm going to take a note here. Ali, employee number is 420 friendly 69, and he was fired for the day. And we call.
Sean, or should I say Polaris? I need to rename your contact.
Either way, rename. Polaris.
1 hour right. 6 into the show.
I have some interesting Twitter numbers, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
This last guy, he has the company dedicated to petitioning Comcast. So hopefully that number goes to that guy.
I hope so. We'll call him the Costa, right? Or is it Brian? The first or the last?
The last one.
Okay. You want me to call him right now?
It's up to you.
Okay, but you do this call, right?
You could start it off, possibly.
All right. I didn't look at this.
I keep burping because I just ate. I have hiccups. Or hiccups with burping, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. Man who couldn't cast help get fired. Okay. I'm going to call him. He sounds like a pretty angry guy. Hi. All right.
Hey, let him know that this call is being recorded for training purposes.
All right. I hope he pick up his phone. Hey, thank you, Gilmore. I just noticed your PM too. I'm going to add you right away.
Hi, you've reached Brian. I'm sorry I can't get to the phone right now, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll be sure.
Do you want to leave a message, Polaris? Sorry, Palindrome?
I do not right now.
Okay, so we'll save that number. All right. So I'm going to save it into my little document here under the section Twitter Complainer. And like our BCP, I'm making a database with all the call that I'm making.
Oh, yep. Uh-oh.
He's doing that, you know, because he's calling them every day to harass them. No, I'm joking. RBCP never do that, all right?
I love how Canadians say their R's, yep. Or their H's.
Yes, this was
error.
Talking, yeah. I wanted to say that, but you tell it first. So, yeah. All right. And Mr. Gilmore, do you want to be added to the conf? Right. Now, please respond into the chat. I'm going to add
it. It's Friday.
Every day.
Hi.
Hello, Gilmore.
Hello.
It's getting closer. Damn you and your songs, train wreck. You get them stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm. All right, Gilmore. We have on the line Mr. Polaris and Mr. Palindrome.
Hello.
Hello, Palindrome and Polaris.
Yes.
I don't have you in my Skype, do I? Or did you change your name? Nope, you're not in my Skype.
I don't think we've ever been in Skype before.
Gilmore, bro. I'm sorry I ignored you in IRC the other day. It was an accident.
It's totally fine.
All right. Hey, Gilmore, are you playing guitar? Right now?
No, not right now.
You know who plays guitars too? Mr. Polaris. He's a musician too.
Hitler played guitar.
And you know what happened to him, right?
He killed himself.
Oh, shit.
Yep. That's what happened to him. Some people still believe that he escaped from Berlin at the end of the war, right? It's pretty stupid.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, there's the kind of the same mystique around him that there is around Elvis.
And Walt Disney too, right?
Tupac. Yeah.
50 Cent too.
All right. Let's see if we're waiting on a number.
Oh, no. We are calling Ron right now. It's just connecting. Okay. It's doing the tree.
Which one?
It's down in the chat. It's State Street Cafe and China Ball. So yeah, we changed subject, people. We are calling right now, as I said in French, and I written in French in my document, Restaurant Chinois. Hmm. Or Chinese restaurant. Hello? Hello? Chinese restaurant, are you there? State Street. Oh, motherfucker.
Isn't Xian dog, but Chinois is like Chinese?
Yes, Chinois is Chinese. Xian is dog.
And so those are two very similar objects.
Right.
Or names.
Yeah, they are close. Lots of words in French are written.
Street Cafe.
Hello, Street Cafe. How are you?
How can I help you, sir?
I would like to order. I don't think you are Chinese, though.
You want to call to somebody else who's really Chinese?
No. I want to speak to someone who talks Chinese, who's making the Chinese food. Do you make the Chinese food?
Okay, so call somebody else. Thank you.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
What an asshole.
All right, you guys, I want you to be angry at him. I'm calling him right now.
I'm about to get really pissed off. Don't talk to train wreck like that.
Please, stop joking around.
Hey, buddy!
We're really busy.
You don't talk to train wreck like that, god damn it.
Fucking asshole.
It's my friend.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Don't talk to my friend like that. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you, cocksucker.
Fuck your mom.
Let me speak to your manager. This is ridiculous.
Stop kissing your dick, sir. Please.
Finish.
Oh, God. Alright, I'm going to call him right back. God.
Next,
what was he doing?
Next restaurant you get, let me know, because I haven't been here for a call.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, Palindrome. Can you repeat after we're done with this call? Fuck you, bitch.
Do you have something else to do, dude?
Fuck you, bitch. Cocksucker.
No, I don't like fire.
Go suck your dick, bitch boy.
Okay, you got it?
Crazy bitch.
Wanna order mushy mushy.
Okay, you got it, right?
Lick my anus.
Hey. Yes, sir. We called the cops.
Oh, no. He's calling them.
Not the tracers.
No, Okay, so
next restaurant you have, I have an idea.
Okay. A Chinese one?
Anyone, really.
Okay. Oh, we can call...
Preferably a Waffle House or an IHOP or something.
I don't have them right now, but I can... Hold on, let me look at that. Waffle House.
Wait, she has a big booty, so I call her big booty.
right. Save those numbers. All right. Okay. Here's Waffle House.
Okay.
I'm going to call them, and this one is for Mr. Palindrome. Gilmore, if you have special demand, what kind of number do you like?
I'll do it all.
I like Sounds that. Kinky.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Boathouse. This is Jesse. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
I have a small issue. I left my phone in there. And I have the Find My Phone app where I can do the ringtone and it lets you know where my phone is.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm going to go... Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start that and let me know if you hear it, okay?
Okay. And then it showed that it was down here at our restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I started it.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring.
Oh, I hear it. I hear it in the background of the call. You hear it?
I think that's coming from your end. I don't hear any ringing.
Ma'am, don't lie. It says it's at your place. This is the Santa Barbara Cliff Drive address, right?
I'm in the safe in the back. It's not in the safe. That's why I say I don't hear it here. Whatever you hear on your microphone, it's coming from your end. So I'm going to look in a few different places.
Ma'am?
And hopefully I can figure it out.
Ma'am, don't steal my phone.
I'm a man, just so you know. And I'm not trying to steal your phone. I'm trying to look for it.
Ma'am? Oh my God!
Do you have a phone back here? Do you have a phone back here?
Ring. Ring.
Ring.
There it goes. I hear it. Some bitch stole my phone. I'm gonna have to call my lawyer.
It's a custom ringtone.
That sounds like a woman. I'm sorry. It's Chinese people.
That fucking thing that they played Kabil.
Oh God! Oh God, Bill. Yeah, I know that Polaris don't like that was.
I love it. It's just when it's too loud, it's too loud.
Oh. Was it too loud?
Well, no. Like, I think it was like, what, two nights ago or something? Somebody was playing it and it was like.
That's in your ear? Oh, okay.
No, it was like a shell. It was like flashback shell shock kind of shit.
It's obviously ringing in your restaurant. It works better in smaller restaurants because now she's looking throughout the whole restaurant.
Yeah. Want me to call them back?
No, they're on the phone still.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say what happened.
I'm gonna take another.
Are you guys still there?
I am.
Okay. You still have that ringtone going?
I do.
Perfect.
And it says here you just picked it up. It took a picture of you and everything. I want you to know you stealing my phone is not okay. I'm gonna report this to local authorities. Hold on, I'm gonna connect.
Hello, this is security. How can I help you?
Yes. I would like to report a phone being stolen.
Hold on, sir. Are we alone on the line here?
They're connected. I'm speaking with the Boathouse where I lost my phone. And I just received word based upon the app that I had on my phone that the person on the line is in possession of my phone and they won't give it back.
Let me talk to the ma'am. Ma'am, are you there?
Yeah, she's there.
Man?
Oh, man, I'm baby? Sorry. I'm sorry. Are you a man or a ma'am? You're not getting clear here. Oh, motherfucker, they hung up.
what a bunch
of bitches. Bunch of dicks.
I was hoping he'd snap on the ma'am thing.
Yeah. It's so frustrating when someone talks to you like if you were a ma'am on the phone, right? It happened to me when I was young. And I remembered it till this.
Oh, I remember the same thing. You're like, yes, ma'am. I'm like, I am a sir. You're like, oh.
Oh, and I have a huge dick. So you better watch out if you don't want to get slapped over the phone.
I have a few questions for you.
Yes.
How old are you?
In my 20s.
Okay. How often do you use the internet every day?
Well, I would say there's not like, you mean in a time, or how many times did I go in a web page? Or okay. Huh?
That's okay. Have you ever stuck your dick in a coconut?
Yes, multiple times. And I have to call the fire department each time. And I never learned my lesson. Nice. I tried with the sink, and it doesn't work.
I was just calling random people, asking them if they've stuck their dicks in coconuts.
All right. We can do that one. Okay. Can we call them again? The boathouse at Andrew's Beach?
I don't think they're giving me back my phone.
Oh, yeah. But we will try. We'll try to get back your... was it the iPhone 6 Plus? Yes,
no.
It sure is.
I don't like iPhones. Android Master Race.
Hello, my friend just lost his iPhone 6 Plus into your restaurant, your delicacy restaurant.
He stole it. I tell him. I just spoke with somebody.
He has the iPhone app to locate his phone, and it seems that one of your employees, who's a ma'am or a sir, they won't identify themselves, took it.
He sounds
we have
like
a picture
woman.
Of him. He has hair, two eyes, one nose, one mouth, and he's holding the phone next to his face.
Don't forget the ears.
Yes. One ear that we can see.
Okay, I'm sure you know who it is. He sounds like a woman. You just spoke with him. You
he
know
has access to the safe.
Sorry, so I can't really understand you because both of you are talking to me at the same time.
Okay,
but you have both ears,
right?
Like,
I'm sorry?
He sounds like a woman. You know who I'm talking about?
I'm sorry. Like, what are I don't know what the question you're asking me is from the
beginning. Put me through to the person who sounds like a woman, but he's a man, and he has access to the safe, because I was just speaking with him, and we got disconnected.
Okay, give me one moment.
She knows who exactly I'm talking about.
I think she just went out.
Oh, you put... Hello, ma'am?
Hello.
You have my phone?
I told you I don't have your phone. I was looking for it, and then you guys hung up on me.
You're a liar. You know, I don't like liars. Neither does Jesus. Jesus is my attorney. He's on the line.
Hello,
Mr. Jesus.
Hello, sir. I am Jesus. I am an avid Christian. I don't believe in lies, and it kind of makes me angry that you'd lie to my disciple like this.
Yeah. Tell him about the lawsuit.
Yes, we will be filing a holy lawsuit upon you.
And there we are, brother.
Hello. Can you hear me fine, sir?
I'm white. Brother is a racist term.
I'm white. Hello? Hello, can you help me?
No, I can't.
Why? Is it because I'm white? You know that's racist, right?
Nothing to do with that.
Okay, but so help me. Help me, God, then. Oh, motherfucker. Guys, you are there?
Yes.
All right. It was quiet for a moment. I wasn't sure if I dropped. All right. Okay, well, it seems that they don't want to give your phone back. So, do you have a plan, Mr. Palindrome? You always come up with good ideas, you know?
I do.
You are a mastermind of crime.
Ideas. I'm a mastermind.
Yes.
One of these days, the FBI is just going to show up at my door and say, good job.
Oh, yeah,
Alejandro.
But I'm pretty sure they will be at your door tonight. They are going to SWAT your apartment or your house.
Oh, no, not again.
They are on their way right now. Oh, my God.
I didn't even live in an apartment.
All right. Okay. Well. Oh.
False intel.
Yep.
This is not good. Not good at all.
No gooda.
No good. No good.
Want to call a car dealer?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Okay. Either one of you three guys take this one. This is the cash for a car. Santa Barbara. Tell him that you have an old Chevy and then you want to 10,000.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Cash for Used Cars. How may I help you?
Can I speak to a man?
One moment.
Thank you.
Oh my God. She laughed.
Your total and complete satisfaction. It's like
Aerosuite is after. I'm going to put you in
voice. She's obedient.
Yeah. Satisfied customers today. Try to get her name. Try to get her name. Call back.
I will. I haven't trained there that cash for cars. Trained like a dog.
You have a very obedient slave there, you guys.
Which helps you get an exceptional new car loan at an unbeatable rate. Ask for all the details.
Really crack.
A porch monkey.
Yeah, I need to speak to a man. This is crucial.
She laughed, and after that, she transferred you.
You'll start reaping benefits. I would have just hung up.
Okay, I'm hanging up. And I call them back.
Can you not operate a phone? I knew they shouldn't let that woman out.
Cash for Used Cars. This is Veronica. How can I help you?
Can you not operate a phone? I knew they shouldn't let women out of the kitchen. Can you just connect me to a man, please?
Sorry?
Can you connect me to a man, or you cannot you operate the phone?
I can operate the phone.
Are you sure?
Yeah. How can I help you?
Do you need help? Do you need help adding? Do you need help connecting me to somebody else? I would be
like
glad
who?
To help. Maybe you type in an extension or something. I don't know how your operating systems work, and apparently neither do you. So transfer me to somebody else.
Like who? Who would you want to talk
like
to?
Like man, anyone but you.
There's no man. It's only girls.
Okay, so that's why you trans.
One.
Yeah, the sexiest one.
Big boobs.
Okay, what kind of car do you have?
Small thighs, big booty.
A 1985 Ford Taurus.
Alloy wheels.
Oh, she hung up.
He wasn't interested in my 1985 Ford Taurus.
Oh, I don't know why.
It's a nice car.
Yeah, it was a good year back then, right?
Oh, yeah.
200,000 miles on the counter. And still running.
Yep. It's a station wagon as well.
It's a pussy wagon.
Cash for Used Cars?
Hello, I have a pussy wagon to sell.
Give me one second.
No. You're a man, right?
Yes.
Okay, you'll understand me. You know how many bitches I fucked back in this car, man? The seats are sticky. Like, you can't sit on them anytime. All right?
Are you looking to sell a vehicle?
Yeah.
Let me transfer you to
No. You're a man, right?
Yes.
You understand me.
Correct.
Yes, okay. Don't transfer me to those. No, I already talked to those guys. They are a bunch of bitches, you know? They are like the feminine men. You are not one of those, right?
No, sir.
Okay, then let's make business here.
Okay, what's
right.
your name, sir?
Is that relevant? Is that important? No. I prefer to keep it anonymous, if you know what I mean. I'm calling the down low. I took it from the last person who has it, and they don't know it yet, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. You get it? Catch my drift here, buddy?
No, I don't catch your drift.
Okay, so I'm trying to sell this pussy wagon, right?
Uh-huh.
How many money do you give me for it?
What year is it?
Hold on, I'm going to watch. 79.
What city is the vehicle in?
Right now, or where I took it?
Where is the vehicle in right now?
Well, I'm kind of two roads away from you. It's in Santa Barbara right now. I'm at the beach, kind of.
Okay. Unfortunately, we don't service that area. We are in Anaheim.
Oh, that's all right. No, you're not. I don't think so, because the number that I called was for Santa Barbara.
Let me give you this number that is to your
Okay,
area.
Okay, but I can go to Anaheim. Doesn't matter. I have to get rid of it, if you know what I mean. It's kind of hot, if you know what I mean. It needs to be painted, change the license plate, and should be good, all set. The next owner were very careful with their vehicle, you know? They left the plastic on their seat. That's why I took it, you know?
Yeah, let me give you this number. That's
no, I'm
going
to sell it to you, buddy. You seem pretty straight, huh?
You
seem
can you
right.
Give this number to the Santa
okay,
Barbara
give me the number,
area,
but I'm
going
to sell
better.
It to you. What's your name, buddy?
My name's Tommy.
Oh, okay. Hey, my name is Tim. See? We get along.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't service that area. Let me give you this number that actually does service.
Oh, no,
that
but I'm gonna be on my way to Anaheim. You said Anaheim, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, let me put that on my semi. I'm going to sell it to you there. And I would like to be paid in cash or Bitcoin.
Unfortunately, we don't pay by cash here, sir.
Okay, you pay with Bitcoin, right? I don't want it to be traced.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't help you then.
Oh, okay, yeah. How can you pay me? PayPal?
It's a cash for cars. How do they not give you cash?
Yeah. I try Bitcoin. They don't want to compensate me at all. It's a 79 pussy wagon.
Shit. Hey, y'all going to be on for a minute? Like, how much longer are you going to be on?
Hold on. We are at the 1 hour and 31 minute mark. Let's say
yeah, really?
Half an hour.
Okay. Oh. Because I can get up to the store now and get a ride. I'll probably be back in like 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
So maybe I'll just mute and I'll
Okay.
Try and,
get and you
this
pop
done.
Right out when you come back. All
right? Yeah. Right on.
Okay.
Talk to y'all
bye-bye,
in a minute.
Boris.
Please.
See you later, buddy. All right, guys. Okay, let's call another one. What would you like to call? Indian restaurant or something else?
Whatever just comes, whatever comes first, whichever's the easiest.
Okay, sorry. So Indian restaurant it is then.
All right.
We already tried this one, and this one too. Oh, never mind. I don't have any more Indian restaurant. Oh, we can call back Ali at the Bollywood. I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna tell him that now it's time to do the inventory. Yes, is this the Bollywood Indian restaurant number 4? This is Mr. Tim. I would like to speak with employee 420 Friendly 69. I do believe he's called Ali.
We are closed in the restaurant.
I know, that's why I'm calling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is closed.
I know. It's time to do the inventory question that I spoke.
Inventory question, you talk to the manager.
No, I already.
I am the worker. I have no any idea.
Are you
how
getting paid right now? Are
information.
You are paid right now. You have to do your job.
Your job.
Motherfucker.
Oh, he gets so agitated.
Yeah. He's nervous.
That's not my job.
Yes,
I wasn't paid to do
I'm
this.
I'm going to clarify what is his job. His job is whatever I tell him to do.
Because he got promoted, so it is his job now.
Yeah. He accepted the promotion.
Yeah.
When he takes the employee the contract. He's not going to pick up. Hockey Man says, call McDonald. Those are like fast food, guys. They're not good for you.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name.
Calling them right away.
Hello?
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave
your... Okay. Let's call another one.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try some Chinese. Gilmore, here's a number just for you.
Oh.
And after that, it will be the turn to Mr. Palindrome.
All right.
You're during Chinese restaurant.
Chinese.
Chinese. Picking up their phone there.
Madam Gapu.
Hi, this is the Chinese, right?
Chinese restaurant, yes?
Yes, can I make an order for the retrieval?
Excuse me?
For retrieval?
For retrieval?
Yeah, for retrieval. I'm going to send someone out to come get it because I'm not allowed to leave my house. I'm under house arrest.
Oh, okay. So do you want to ask somebody to come in to get it?
Yeah, I'm gonna have someone come pick it up.
Okay. What can I get you?
Could I get like a Big Mac? Do you guys have Big Macs there?
Ma'am, are you there? We'd like to order the Busak noodle.
Yeah, the Busak noodle, please.
The Butat Lulu.
Could I get like an order of egg drop soup and you just kind of get the chef to like stir it around with his penis?
Right?
Hello?
Hello, Madame Lou, are you there? Sweet Madame Lou.
Hello.
Now, my might be. Need my IP?
Fuck you. Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Answer. Need my IP?
Yeah,
Alma. Your mom sells her pussy.
Did I get the popo platter?
Hello?
Are you okay on there? The phone, I think.
Could you please stop masturbating into the speaker in the microphone?
Louder! Louder, I said! Louder, motherfucker!
No, it's hard to create a large sound when you can only use one finger on your penis.
Louder!
As hard as you can.
God, you have a small dick, buddy.
Come on to my Big Mac. Oh. Make that special sauce for me.
Make it hot. Drop it like it's hot, bitch.
Oh, what sound need my be?
Louder!
You can do a different song now.
Oh, I'm gonna leave this guy on the phone.
Right, fuck your mom, pussy.
Fuck her right in the pussy.
Guy's giving me a headache.
Yeah, can you come already, please? I'm getting really, really tired.
Hang up the phone.
Getting impatient.
Gonna be tired at the moment.
Hey, shut up. Thank you.
Can you restaurant can help you?
Hey, hold on, lady. I'm gonna call someone.
Oh, they're not here?
Oh, hold on. We're gonna order food.
Order to go?
Yes.
Okay, what should I?
Do you have the Butat Lulu?
Excuse me?
You have the orange chicken?
Orange grilled chicken, yes.
No, orange chicken?
Orange chicken, yes.
Yes, two.
No, two order?
Yes.
The a la carte or lunch?
Lunch.
Lunch?
Yeah.
Steamed rice or fried rice?
White rice. Cook?
Fried rice.
Cook with heat? Hot. All right? No cold. Correct?
Say again?
Cook with heat.
Hello?
Hello? Can you...
I not hear you. It's,
what's the total?
Inside.
Hey!
What happened?
What's the total?
Phone inside.
Shut up one
Someone.
Second. What's the total?
Okay.
What is the price?
One second.
Hello?
Once again, please.
No, it's taking too long. Give me the price.
2150.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Hold on. I would like a drink. What do you have for a drink? Do you have the big cock?
No, you don't have a cup. Only
You have the big cock, right?
No.
Or the small cock?
Only can.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be take a can
the
of can cock.
Only Diet Coke, or Coke.
You like the cock, right?
No, you don't cup.
No. Do you like the cock? The cock?
Coke?
Yes.
No,
you put it in your
cup.
Mouth, right?
No, you don't have a cup.
I'm gonna make you drink the cock.
Oh, sorry.
What is the price of the cock?
Oh, Coke. Coke price, $2 price, the $2.17.
Okay, it's too expensive. $1 for me. Can you do a discount? No. I speak Mandarin. Ni hao ma?
Huh?
Huh? Ni hao ma? Somebody ya?
How?
Okay, let's speak English. You don't speak Chinese, right? Do you speak the Vietnamese?
No, this one's a Chinese restaurant.
Yes, but do you speak Chinese?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to order the general sauce cat.
With
the poo-poo platter.
Sauce, poo-poo platter? You have a menu or not?
Read me the menu.
Huh?
Huh?
You have a menu?
No, I'm gonna order.
Order, come here, pick up?
Yes.
Okay. You two order an orange peel chicken?
Yes.
Order for menu? By the way, we close too.
Okay. What time do you close?
5. Yeah.
5 hours? Yeah. Okay, I have the time. But I want to eat in, 20 minutes. Okay?
You want to, excuse me?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yes. You close in 20 minutes, okay?
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm the customer, right?
Yes.
Okay, the customer is always right, you know? Okay, 20 minutes. What's the total?
You come here, pick up 20 minutes?
No, yes.
Okay. You order 2... orange peel chicken?
Yes. Hold on. I'm going to read the chat. Do you have the hot tampon tea?
No. Only regular tea.
Oh, no. I would like the tampon tea, right? You have that?
No. Here, you don't. This one. This one, I don't know. Chinese only no tampon tea. No. Only on the hot tea.
Yes, okay. I would like to have one cock of that. Okay? Can I come out of... Do you have cum in your ear right now? Can't you understand me?
You're
getting boring. You're boring. Entertain me. Sing for me.
You come here. Sorry.
All right, bitch. All right, guys, you're still there?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm back.
Did you take a big shit?
Yeah, it's like all zigzag shaped. It kind of scared me.
Don't
know how that's possible.
Don't flush. Keep it as a souvenir.
Oh, too late.
Oh, no. Go get it.
Next time I poop, I'll just like sculpt it into the old shape and I'll just claim it's the actual one.
All right. Have you listened to the call?
I only listened to the end of it.
Okay.
The part that I was singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Let me take a note here. Around 1:44 into. Harder Chinese, stupid lady. And that's going to be the title. All right. The China Pavilion at Chapala.
Can I do a Twitter call?
Sure. Which one? Do you want to try the Brian that we try later?
No.
No? Okay. No, place the number into the chat, and I'm going to call them.
It was up with the other numbers, so I'm not sure.
Is your cock diet right?
Yeah.
Totally. I was trying to make her say that. Yeah. It didn't work. But I asked her for the hot tampon tea.
She's too smart for that.
Yeah. Chinese people are smart, you know. They don't fall for that shit. They are saying, oh, look at that whiteboard. They're calling us.
YouTube video. Yep. Today we're learning drinks.
Yep. Oh, yeah. What cost is the cock? Do you like cock? I want cock. Give me the cock.
Now you have to unpublish this from your showreel so people don't make sounds from you. All right, just
all right.
Call
number.
It's around 6:03 in the chat. We'll have some scrolling to do. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm tired. I'm lazy. You know.
I am too. Hold on. Since I'm right there, I'll just paste it again.
Oh no! I have it.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
So, okay. Which one did you say?
The first one.
All right. And we're gonna make it.
Casta Metallidus.
You're still reading the insult in the Indian, right?
Hello.
Hello, is this Costa?
Yep, that's me.
Hi, I'm calling on a recorded line. Do you have a few moments?
Yeah, what do you need?
What's the matter with your service? It's been spotty.
My service? Who are you?
I'm calling. My name is Stanley Stevens. I'm calling on behalf of TWCC.
Okay. And you're calling me because?
You were excited to upgrade, but your service has been spotty.
You're calling me because I saw a tweet.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, cool. My roommate and I were just talking about how terrible our service is. Semi-creepy, but let's do this. Okay, how can you help?
We said your service was spotty.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look to see what you've done. I assume you've called before and tried to resolve this. I don't have your notes pulled up right now.
What's my full name?
Your full name is Costa. I can't pronounce your last name. If you give me a moment, it's MICHA. Hold on. Let me just pull up your account based on your phone number.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Are you having a nice day today?
For the most part, yeah, man.
That's good. I'm almost off here in a few moments.
Gotcha.
You're my last call of the day. I have a Cross Island Parkway address. Is this correct?
No.
Oh, give me a moment. I don't think I pulled up the right account.
Are you pulling up my account on Google? That's very
cool. No, I'm not.
Where are you pulling up my account?
I'm pulling up your account here in my system.
Your system at what company?
Yourmom.com. Hang up the phone, train wreck. Hang up the phone, train wreck. Hang up the phone, train wreck.
Hang up.
There you go. Okay, I was looking at someone
what
else's
the fuck,
information.
Man? You were you he was into your hand.
I wanted
on his back. You could have done what you wanted.
I wanted him to tweet about a suspicious call he got, so I could take a screenshot.
Come on. I thought you were passing him to me as your supervisor or something like that. Can we call him back? Palindrome.
Sure. You can call him back. I'm multitasking.
Okay, I see that. TWCC, right? Cellular company? Hello? Palindrome?
Yeah.
Is it a cellular company or internet service provider?
Correct.
Okay. On behalf of TWCC, go fuck yourself.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
I'm going to left a message, all right?
One. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, this is Mr. Tim from TWCC. I'm calling regarding an issue we had with one of our employees, sir. Since it's not the first incident, we are calling you as a courtesy to let you know that we are shutting down your account. Hold on, I'm going to shut it down right away. Oh, okay, it's shut down now. Okay, you will receive a fee via the mail about, hold on, let me see, $300.50. So, yeah, we'll appreciate if you pay before the end of the month. On behalf of TWCC, have a wonderful day. All right.
All right, let me actually get maybe a different number. Maybe instead of Patrick, we could get...
I wrote a bunch of gibberish in the chat.
How about Paul Jennings? Because it says here he lives in...
stupid asshole. Yeah, right. No, those are RB quotes. But I can, if you give me permission, I can do them.
We can steal RBCP stuff. I mean, JAG TV stole it all the time.
Hey, yeah. Where is JAG? He's not around anymore.
Oh, he's here. We just have to add him to the call. Except yeah, he's not online.
He's not doing any more show.
He was doing a private show with me the other day. So.
Okay, well, I only count the public one. Because if they are not public, the audience won't be able to listen to them. Only a couple of lucky ones.
True,
you know?
true.
You need... loving is sharing, or sharing is loving. Is that what you?
Sharing is caring, I think they say. Caring.
Yeah, that's the right one.
Sharing is caring.
Yep, it's been a long time since I see George in the chat also. All right. Hey.
Okay. Sorry, someone sent me something hilarious.
Hold on. Cracker, what are you listening right now?
She is, I assume.
No, she told me that she never listened to PCN.
Oh, that's not good, because we're on the PCN mixer, the best mixer of all time.
Yeah. Well, not in her, in your opinion, at least.
Oh. I, for one, love her machine overlords.
I don't know if that's the end.
Stupid Amazon, I gotta tell them order numbers, and they should have the order number because I clicked it when I made the chat.
Hold on. While Palindrome search for number, it's a custom Gilmore. It's a custom Gilmore. When you are first invited to my show, that you have to sing something for us.
Yes.
Sing. Oh God.
Anyhow.
Basically, it's only 10 minutes long. No music. Only a cappella, you know? Only your beautiful voice. Yeah, 10 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, but you can go longer than that if you want to.
I can't remember what I saw. I've
never heard anything about this.
Oh, you probably didn't pay attention very much. It's probably that.
Trainwreck had to sing God Bless America.
God Bless America. I sing it like 15 times, and Pokemon theme in French too.
Think of what a song to sing while we call Maggie.
Yep. No, we're joking with you, Gilmore. Oh. I'll never ask that from my co-host. You can sing if you want, but only if you want.
I'll think about it.
All right. I don't want to torment you, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to torment the viewers either with my singing.
That's all right. They support, they listen to me when I sing, and I'm not the best, far from that.
Oh, you know? You're the best singer.
Yeah, I'm the best
one. Hello.
Best one on TCN.
Hello, Palindrome.
Yes. Okay, let's call Maggie.
Palindrome doesn't like when I sing. He's trying to put in number, so I stop talking about it. All right, Palindrome, put the number in the chat.
I have.
Chat.
No, I'm... Oh, okay. I didn't see it. My bad. Polaris, take this one. All right, guys, mute. Polaris,
what?
Taking this one.
What?
Who is me?
Well, this is me.
No, that's a joke.
I'm taking
it. Where is it?
Take this one.
Let me be your manager.
Okay.
Jesus. Oh, Careless Whisper.
Hi, you've reached Maggie. I'm not here right now, but leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as...
See, Palindrome, you gave me shitty number again.
Great call. Great.
I told you it was the last time.
Bullshit.
Don't feel bad, Palindrome. Every number I've submitted so far has had like a 0% success rate.
Yeah, most.
Mine have better than 0%.
All right. No, we are joking. We love you, Palindrome. We are giving you a second chance.
Okay.
Don't fuck it up. Wait.
Uh-oh, fuck it up, dude.
Fuck it up. It's bound to happen.
Fuck it up. It's on your own.
Is it still me?
We'll see. Let's if Palindrome gave us shitty number.
Maggie, he's not going to answer.
I give you a second chance. Pick up.
This guy's a professor.
Pick up, nice.
Maggie. All right, Palindrome. She didn't pick up.
Uh-oh, he's a cardiac arrest and CPR survivor. Let's not call this guy.
Yeah, that's a red flag right there.
All right, I'm not going to call them.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, but I am too, a CPR, right? With the cardiac machine, right? With the paddle, beep, I am too.
This guy's really pissed, so let's call this guy.
Don't you guys do those courses when you are at school?
He's Indian, of course he's pissed. Or he's Middle Eastern.
The Walking Dead arc is correct here. Tree strike and you are off.
Oh my god, it's some of his tweets. Your customer service department is passing me around while I'm in village war.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello, is this Azen?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, I'm calling in regards to your tweet. Keep in mind this call is being monitored and recorded. My name is Stanley Steven. I'd love to help you with your issues for your internet. What's been going on?
Well, apparently I don't receive emails in my Comcast inbox.
That's not good. Have you missed anything important from us? Because I, for one, would not like that happening to me. I'd be glad to fix your problem. Mind giving me a brief synopsis?
Apparently Comcast tried to send me a PIN number, like a security PIN number, 5 times through my email. I've never received any one of them.
Well, it does show here are several attempts to get those emails out to you, and you're not receiving them?
What's that?
I'm showing here several attempts, but I do not see you actually confirming the account with the PIN. Is it haven't you confirmed your account?
Right, because I don't have a PIN number. I've been trying to receive one.
Well, we sent it. What's the problem?
Through email?
Yeah.
All right, that's the problem. It doesn't show up in my inbox.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to watch the attitude.
Okay.
My goal here is to solve your problem in the most efficient way possible. This is a huge problem. Basically, every activation email we sent you billed you $100 mm-hmm. for a PIN reset fee, and you have $500.
Wait, I received $500? Or you're charging me $500?
You've been built. This is just a courtesy call, pretty much, to inform you that each pin attempt is $100.
It's $100 to reset the pin.
Per pin. So you've reset it five times. Maybe you just should write your pin down. Because we can only do a certain amount.
I have the pin number. That's the whole problem. I have no pin number. I have no way to access it. And you're telling me it's $100 to reset the pin number? I don't even have the original pin number.
Well, you've reset that four to five times. I'm looking here on my end. So I went ahead and billed you $500.
I'm not. No. Hold on. When I asked to get the new pin number, no one told me I was going to be charged.
Sir, it's in your contract. You should know the details of your contract.
I should be... No. Are you kidding me? I haven't even received this email.
Well,
I haven't even received this email, and you're telling me I'm being charged for an email that I haven't even received.
Sir, I'm Mr. Tim, the supervisor here. I was monitoring the call. Basically, let me give you an example. If a police officer arrests you, okay, and give you a ticket, you take the ticket, throw it out of the window. Are you still charged? Yes, the answer is.
Good example, Mr.
So,
Train.
So, if you didn't receive it, doesn't mean that you're not charged. We are not charging you for resetting your PIN.
I'm not.
I do believe
I'm
that
not being
Mr.
charged for this
Mr. Blow has already mentioned you that this phone is monitored and recorded, and I'm asking you again to watch your attitude and not shout.
I'm not shouting. I'm inside of a restaurant. I'm not shouting.
Okay.
Right.
Please continue.
Okay, I'm continuing.
Yes.
I asked to get a PIN number. All right, I was never notified that I was being charged for this, and I never even received the email for it anyways. So that's what this issue is about, me not receiving emails.
I understand. Hold on. Mr. Blow is mentioning to me that he sent you another one. We'll make an exception for you, sir. This one will only be charged for $50.
No, I don't want to be charged.
As a great customer,
I'm not being charged.
Oh, no. It's already been charged. We can go back.
When was it charged?
Let me see. 37 seconds ago.
I was charged $500 30 seconds ago.
No, not $500.
$550.
$50.
But how about the other ones beforehand?
Oh, okay. Those still apply. I was mentioning to you that another $50 were added to your account, your balance.
No, remove it. I don't want that PIN number. I don't want the PIN reset or whatever. I figure out another way to get access to it.
Sir,
this is Mr. Stevens. I'm still on the line. I went ahead and put it through two more times, but our email's having trouble sending. You know what? Actually, I'm receiving some complaints. You're flagged as an irate customer in our database, and it turns out each one of those tweets you have sent about our company, they are going ahead and billing you $20 per tweet, and you remove those tweets.
Hold on, no. You're billing me $20 for tweeting?
Sir, please don't insult my employee here.
$20
Let's be adult.
Per tweet.
You're charging me $20 per tweet.
Yes.
Correct.
About what? How are you charging me my right to complain about your company?
No, this is slandering. This is not your right. You don't have any right to slander a company.
I do have a right. I'm being mistreated right now. I can't get this PIN number to pay my bill online.
Sir,
and you're telling me now you're going to charge me more money
for a bill that I cannot pay? Are you complaining right now where Ebola is?
Sir, are you still here, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening to you.
No. I'll see what I can do. I'll try my best to go ahead and remove those fees. Maybe if I cancel your contract and then renew your contract, it will give a PIN number that you should have had since the beginning. Does that sound okay with you?
Hold on. Let me step outside real quick.
All right.
Sir, we have another customer who's waiting on the line. We need to solve this issue right now.
Okay, and we're solving this issue right now, are we not?
Yes.
Okay. So, I went ahead and in the meantime canceled your contract. There will be a cancellation.
Wait, hold on. I did not ask you to cancel my contract.
When did I authorize that?
Sir,
please don't lie. This phone is being recorded at.
You could go back and look at that recording. Never did I say.
Hold on. I'm going to look at it.
Cancel my contract.
Hold on. I'm going to look at it.
Okay. So, sir, replay that to me.
No, I'm sorry, but this is confidential information. I cannot play it over the phone.
You're recording me. I'm in Pennsylvania. I could listen to this recording.
No.
Yes.
I believe you're not. Hold on. I believe you're not informed of the law correctly, sir. You're not a liar.
It's ringing.
Yes, I shut it off. This was my personal phone.
Okay, that was another customer.
Yes.
Okay, so basically your bill is up to $850.23. And if you don't pay that soon, you're going to have to send it to collections?
No, hold on. No, let's backtrack, please. Okay? When I called, I asked to get a PIN number, okay? Because I do not have access to the original PIN number. When I first got the new account, I was never given my account name. I was never given my account number. Hold on, let me finish, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
On hold, sir.
Would you let me finish, please?
We have to put you on hold while I discuss this with my manager about waiving these fees. Just give us a moment, okay? You'll hear a few beeps and then it'll be silent, but rest assured, we can't hear you, and you shouldn't be able to hear us, okay?
Asshole, right?
So, yeah, this guy's flagged as an irate customer. Let's see here. Your customer service department is passing me around more than the village whore. That tweet is insulting, actually.
Yes. Charge him the max.
Okay, we'll go ahead and charge him.
Wait, you're going to charge me? You're going to charge me to max? I can hear you guys. How incompetent are you? Are you guys serious?
Okay. Hello, sir.
I can literally hear you guys. You're not helping me one bit. All you're saying is like, oh my gosh, Comcast can't help us, so we're going to charge you now.
Sir.
This is not fair. This is not the way you treat a customer. All I want to do is be able to pay my bill online. That's all I wanted to do.
Sir, please refrain your language right now. Or I'm going to disconnect
this call. What language? I'm not even cursing.
Are you messing with our computer system?
Sir,
are you messing with our
telephone? We'll disconnect this call.
Sir, are you messing with our telephone
system? I need one person to talk to me at one time. Hello?
I'm taking ownership of this call. Are you messing with our telephone system, sir?
No, I'm not messing. You're the one that called me. How am I messing with you?
We put you on hold, and then you deliberately added yourself back to the call to listen to what me and Mr. Train were discussing.
How did I add myself to the call if you put me on hold?
I don't know, Mr. Hacker.
Right, exactly. That does not make sense. If you put me on hold, how do I make myself on hold? It doesn't make sense. You guys are definitely joking with me.
Are you a hacker, sir?
What?
Are you a hacker? If you're a hacker, keep in mind, you have no contract with us right now because you canceled it.
I did not cancel it.
Yes, you did.
No, when did I cancel it?
A couple of minutes ago.
$150, maybe.
No, hold on. You guys are joking, right?
Sir, I would be happy if we were joking, but right now it's at the end of our shift. We have a long day. You have a long day. Let's not make it worse than it is. All right.
Apparently, that's exactly what you're doing.
No, you're giving us the hard way, sir. We are telling you the truth, the fact. And you are arguing with us.
Oh, the fact. Yes. Oh, every tweet, we're going to charge you $20? Are you kidding? How is that a fact?
Did you complain about our company, right? Did you reset your PIN 5 times?
No, I didn't. I never got the chance to reset my PIN. I never received the email for a PIN. There was nothing in my inbox. I was never notified about a charge for any reset PIN. Actually, you know what? I reset my PIN twice before and never was charged.
No, this is not what the system says here. This is not what the system says.
This is not what the system says.
Yes, 5 times. $500.
$500. How the fuck am I supposed to pay for this if my contract is canceled?
Credit card
and
or
I can't
cash.
Go online.
You can pay
right
with
now?
Credit card or cash.
Okay, let me send you some cash over the phone right now. Because apparently I'm a hacker and I could do that.
Sir, please refrain your language. Sir.
We're going to go ahead and renew your contract for $150.
No. I didn't even ask you to cancel the contract.
You're going to receive a BlackBerry.
I asked if you were okay with that. And you said,
No, I did not. I asked you to confirm that. You guys are joking. You're absolutely joking.
Okay,
right now.
Sir, we're going to let us go.
Sir?
What? Hello? Sir,
this is a joke.
I figured it's a joke. It has to be a joke.
No, you didn't.
You're being pranked by 94.5, the hawk.
Aha! How are you feeling, sir?
Are you serious?
Wait, are you
94.7 the guys in Santa Barbara?
Playing on thousands of listeners right now. How are you doing? How are you feeling, my good sir? Being pranked.
About to punch walls.
Mr. Palindrol and Mr. Trainwreck. Do you feel right right now?
As long as you confirm that you're joking and not Comcast, I'll be okay.
This is a joke, sir.
It's actually pretty funny. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, if you want, you can give us a follow on Twitter. We're upcoming pranks.
Yes.
97 The Hawk, right?
No, it's actually
the name of the show is A Train Wreck of a Show.
Is that your Twitter handle?
No, we don't have Twitter.
At Prank Stupid. I have Twitter. It's at Prank Stupid.
All right, hashtag stupid as it is.
Hashtag train wreck of a show.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, dude, hashtag train wreck of a show, hashtag palindrome, at prank stupid.
All right, I will.
All right, you have a good night, sir.
You too, thanks.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Thanks.
Hey, call him back, ask if he has anyone he wants to say.
Okay, now we are off the air, okay? We are off the air, and we want him to sing a disclosure, okay?
We're off the air?
No. We are saying that we are off. Okay? Anyone is agreement to publish this call, all right?
We already have it.
Yeah, but I'm going to call and mess with him again.
Hello?
Hello. Sir, we are off the air right now. We need your agreement so that we can publish it on our website and make money with this call.
Do I make money off the call?
Hold on. I'm going to look with my... Did he make money?
Only if he gets...
Only if we get more like than 100,000 view.
Really? Are you serious?
Well, yeah.
And I get some compensation for that?
Basically, do you like the Lakers?
Not really. I'm a Sixers fan.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if we can
Sixers
hook you up
too,
with that.
Don't we?
Yeah, it's okay. You could use the call. It's fine.
All right. Okay, thank you for being a good sport, then.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Sir, do you have anyone you want to set up for a prank?
Actually, I do.
All right.
Who?
Do you have Rob's number? All right. Can you prank my friend Rob Geist?
Sure. What's his name again? Rob?
Rob Geist. Robert Geist.
Rob Geist. Okay.
And his phone number is, hold on, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
717.
Okay.
821.
821. 9491. Okay, and do you have, did he just get, say, like a new car or something, or say your apartment building or something where we have something to go off?
So I know he's looking for a new job.
Okay, what kind of job?
He's an accountant.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
That works. Okay. Does he have a wife, a kid?
Well, that.
And what can you tell us about his family situation here?
He's adopted.
Okay.
he has a dog named Bowser.
Okay.
Bowser has a condition called cherry eyes, so his like eyes are all red. It's really weird.
Okay.
He lives in DC by himself. Actually, I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, he has a roommate, but I don't know his roommate's name. He just moved to a new place.
All right. Is he gay? Or is he
No, he's not gay, but you can make fun of him for being gay. That'd be hilarious.
All right. So we'll say that he's gay then. All right. Mr. Palindrome, do you have any information?
He can stay on the line while we do this call.
Do you want to stay on the line while we prank your buddy?
Yeah, actually, I would love to.
Okay, just letting you know that we're going to steal those information to stole his identity, right?
Okay.
No, okay.
Okay, no, okay. RB said is says it, so it's okay, palindrome.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We're going to call him right now.
Okay.
I'm going to be on hold.
No, you're going to be able just to listen and interact, but please don't speak.
Okay.
Okay, you want me to get this train?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Is it ringing? Hashtag train wreck of a show.
Hello?
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Rob. Who's this?
Hey, I'm calling from the local vet. Are you at home right now?
What?
Are you at home right now? I'm calling from the local vet.
Nope.
Well, we have your dog here.
What?
Can we, sir? Can we turn off your phone off, sir.
Hello?
Okay, so yeah, we have your dog here. Just to confirm, this is the dog with cherry eyes, right?
Who's the dickhead?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Mike Anderson calling from the local Mill Creek vet.
Is this John Bergmeier?
This is not.
Hang on. Goodbye.
Sir, we have sad news for you. Your pet was found on the side of the road. A truck ran him off. Please take his body.
It also looks like...
All right. I think it didn't work. Hey, guy on the phone, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I think he didn't buy it.
Sorry. It was the only person I could really think about getting.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, you want to hang out with us during the rest of the show?
Is that a restaurant? I think he's at a restaurant.
Yeah, I'll hang up now. I need to go to dinner.
What was your name? Just tell me your name again.
Azin. A-Z-I-N.
Okay. All right. Then have a good... All right. Mr. Palindrome, are we done?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. What a good sport.
Good stuff.
I have
television shows to watch.
Huh?
I may or may not be. Hold on a second.
Hey, palindrome, send me the screen cap that you take from his tweet. I'm gonna put them into the YouTube extract, the small YouTube video that I'm gonna make from the part of the good show. All right.
All right. You have his tweet. I need you to screenshot it. Actually.
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna do that right away.
I'll actually possibly be back.
Okay.
So bye for now. Gilmore and Polaris. Hope to be friends with you in the future.
Thank you, palindrome, for being with us tonight.
Yeah.
No problem.
You have a good one. Bye bye, buddy.
See ya.
All right. Okay. So hold on, guys. Just 1 second. And we are back. All right. Hey, Gilmore, what did you think of the last call that we made?
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yes, it was. Isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I have to take a note here. It was around... Oh, okay, I take the note. I've taken the note. Yeah. Okay, and here's... All right. Okay, what kind of number would you like to call? Would you like to order a pizza or...
I don't know. I'm very undecisive.
Okay. I see. Hold on. I'm gonna add someone to the call who can help you to decide. I'm not sure if she's gonna pick up then. Gilmore, you went. Are you muted right now?
Yeah, sorry. Mom was yelling at me.
Okay, no problem.
She was starting to hit me.
With a stick? A wooden stick? No.
With the pistol whip.
The pistol whip. I see.
Pizza?
The pizza, yeah. What country? Not country. What state? Oh, I'm going to call Santa Barbara, since we are calling them. This is our target for the night.
Okay.
I have to stick to my target, you know?
So this is me?
Yep.
All
if
right.
If you want.
Yeah, I'll do it.
What unpleasant. All right, another one. Pizza Guru. Yay. All right, let's try back. What the fuck? It didn't ring at all, right?
Thank you for calling Pizza Guru. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I'd like to place an order for retrieval.
Okay, what can I get for you?
I don't know. Is there like a special or something you have today?
We have not like a deal, but we have specials like on our board if you wanted me to read the pizza specials.
Yeah, read them.
Well, one of them's going to be a Chili Verde pizza, so it's going to be our black bean base.
Ugh, gross.
No? Okay.
Gross, God.
One of them
See,
is
I'm under house arrest right now, so I have to send someone out to come pick it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you want me to read the other pizza special?
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's going to be sausage, bacon, meatball, chicken, red bell pepper, and onion.
Ugh, gross. They have something that's, like, not disgusting?
Sorry, I don't know what kind of pizza you like. We have, like, all sorts.
Like the good pizza.
I mean, it just depends, like, if you just like pepperoni, or...
What do people usually order there?
The White House is really popular, but...
The White House?
I don't know, do you like a chicken white sauce pizza?
That sounds very...
Racist.
Racist, yes, thank you.
Sorry, what?
That sounds kind of racist. I don't think I'd want that. I don't know. But you see, I was placed under house
what
arrest.
What kind of pizza does she like?
Yeah, what do you like? What do you usually get there?
I don't eat meat, so I don't know if you want a veggie pizza or... We have like a combo
Lady, what's your name? I'm sorry, we didn't get your name.
Well, how can you work there and suggest good food?
Right. I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. Can you repeat, please?
Katie?
Okay. Hey, Katie, you sound hot.
Oh, yeah.
How tall are you?
But you guys don't want to order anything. I'm going to hang
out. Oh,
up.
No, I'm going to order something from you.
Yeah, order something from you. Like, I can come by in my windowless van, and I figure out a way to deactivate my foot bracelet so it doesn't shock me. I can just come pick you up in my van and bring...
Or we can put it around his dick, and it's going to have a monster erection.
I'm not going to touch you with it. Good stuff.
All right, yay. Katie, right?
Yeah, Katie.
Let's call back Katie.
Okay.
Jesus, one. Hey, that show I think is good. I'm going to keep some part.
All right, this show is great.
Yay. We'll ask Katie about it, right?
Okay.
Hey, fine teacher, how can I help you?
Give me Katie right now. Give me Katie.
I'm sorry, she's not available. Can I take a message?
No, it's her boyfriend. Her house is kind of on fire right now. Give her to me, please.
Excuse me? Can't understand you.
We have an emergency.
You have an emergency?
Yes.
Okay.
Run for her, right. Quickly.
Sir, the house is caught fire. We need the owner immediately. Fire engines are arriving, sir.
I pompieri arriviano. Sir, the firemen are arriving at the scene. Can't you hear us? Give us Katie right now. It's emergency. Bitch. I don't know. He's joking around. Hey, sir, are you there?
This isn't time for jokes, sir. I need Katie.
She's there in the background. Hey, yeah. Katie. Katie! Katie! Ooh, he puts down the phone and he answers another customer.
No, I think he's at the cash register or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure she's going to pick up because she's thinking the other phone. We are on the other phone.
Yeah.
And we will have a surprise for her.
Dick.
With your arm bracelet on it. Hello, Katie, please.
Hello? Katie, breathing on the microphone.
It's pretty sexy.
I was able to put the bracelet around my dick, and now it's kind of getting really... shocking me. I need you to hurry up and come down here.
Come down for what?
Sex me up. I came.
It's too late, Katie. Too late for you, baby.
Bitch.
All right. That was a good one. Okay. Let's moving shifting gear here. Oh, that's a good one here, I think. Eller's Donut House.
Oh, yeah.
Can we put our penis into the donut?
I like that one. Walking in, make a glory hole pizza so I can stick my dick through the pizza.
Yeah, and you're going to special delivery. I have a pizza. Extra sausage, if you know what I mean. Right? Hey, doesn't take a genius when you think about it to write a porno, right?
No.
Those are pretty standard. Oh, no, my washing machine is broken. Oh, I can fix that. But first, let me fix you. Oh my God, you have a huge pipe. Oh yeah, they call me the plumber. Or something like that. Yep. Italian sausage, extra spicy. With the chef's sauce for you. Extra sauce. What?
Oh no. They're doing the trace machines.
Yeah. Beep boop, beep boop. Hold on. I'm gonna add someone to the call.
Okay.
Have you ever spoke to him?
Who? Oh, Carlito? Yeah.
You ruined a surprise for everyone.
Oh. Fuck.
Fuck!
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Didn't mean to ruin the surprise.
Yeah. People are leaving the chat right now. They are crying. They are tearing their shirt.
Oh, no. I ruined your show, Chain Wreck. I'm so sorry.
It's a disaster now.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I will recover from that. I think I'm going to suicide. Bye.
No. I will never be able to sleep again.
That's all right. Yo, no, he's not picking up, guys. I don't know why. Why, Carlito? Why? Even though you told me that you were going to pick up, motherfucker.
He's a liar.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, okay. Let's try another one. The Sushi Terry House. Even though that I type Waffle House, it's a sushi place, I guess. I don't know what gave me the tip here. What gave me the clue, right?
Wait, what?
No. Turn down for what?
Oh, turn down for what?
Can you look into the Mixler chat and look at Jimmy? Duncan, right. Saying that he said something funny.
He said, why did RBCP block me on Facebook? All I did was tag him as a sign that wasn't racist. Why? I thought he loves me.
Thank you. Thank you, Gilmore.
You're welcome.
You're not going to pick up their phone. Well, then, fine. We're going to take our business elsewhere.
Make my own sushi.
Yeah. We'll make it ourselves. Good news, guys, is that my internet didn't drop tonight. Yay!
Yay!
It's because I'm stealing the internet from the neighbor. Ha 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 ha. I leave him a note and I said, turn up for what?
Anybody want a cafe?
Are you Banchod? That's definitely Indian.
Yeah.
All right, you call him back. You talk to him.
Yeah, okay.
Turn down for what?
Hi, is it true that you put muddy water in the coffee? Or is that just
what?
Actually put muddy water in the coffee, or is it just like a
Are you joking? I think. It's coffee. People have been calling coffee mud for years.
I don't want to drink mud, though.
What a bitch. All right. Oh, Dashi, you need to fix your tool, goddammit. It gave me for... When I search a waffle house, it gave me a steak house. God.
Come on, Dashy.
Get your shit together, man.
Outback Steakhouse. Ooh, I love that place. Their appetizers are excellent.
Really?
Salad is excellent. Their dressing is excellent. The main course is suck.
Thank you for calling Outback in Goleta. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I was wanting to ask... like the appetizers and the side salads and stuff are all really great, but why is it every time I come there and order a main course, a meal, it sucks?
I can tell you, sir.
Can you speak up, please?
I couldn't tell you, sir. Did you want to speak to my manager about this?
Yes, please. Immediately.
Yeah, one moment.
God damn it. Wanna take this train wreck?
Yeah, sure, I can. Okay. I'm gonna be very angry. I'm gonna swear at him right away.
Oh, don't do that. He'll hang up.
Okay.
Ease him into it. Wait till like the second sentence to swear at him.
New music. All right, people. 30 minutes left to the show. And we have a 3-hour show. All right. Gilmore, I think it's a good time for your singing. Are you ready?
Okay. Let me think. Song. Let's see.
Sing Pokemon in French.
In French. Pokemon, yeah. French translation.
People love it.
Okay, hold on. Pokemon.
Especially Neon. I don't think she is there, but she will appreciate it when she will listen to the call.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. Pokemon theme lyrics. I want to Google Translate it, so it's going to be really off, too. It'll make it extra hilarious.
If you want.
Okay.
While we are on all with those motherfucker.
Day out back, can we help you?
Yeah, motherfucker. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you the manager?
I am, sir.
Okay. Well, basically, let me start with thank you for taking the time for responding to my call. I'm from
absolutely.
Europe. I'm here on vacation, and every time that I come, I think the service is excellent. The decor, the place is nice. It's very clean. When I went to the bathroom, it was very neat, very clean, very organized. Paper towel was at the right place. I love it. And
we try very hard here. I mean, we're not perfect, sir, but we try.
I can see it, you know? And I can see it. I've been to worse place, really. When I ordered the appetizer, I got the salad there, you know? It was delicious. When I ordered for my family, they found it delicious. But when we ordered the steak, I don't remember which one it was. We came yesterday. But it was, bad English here. It tastes like, how do you say it, the poop? The dessert was great. The dessert was great, but definitely the steak, it tastes like, what's the other word? The shit, right?
What kind of steak did you order, sir?
Sirloin? Hold on. I'm not sure. What do you have the New York strip there, right?
Yeah.
I think it was this one, but I don't remember much more than that. We had a couple of drinks after that, but we went very sick when we got we went back to the hotel. My wife took a big shit, you know. My kid threw up. And basically now we are at the hospital, yeah. And they are telling us that it was a food poisoning.
Huh. Well, I tell you what, I probably sold about 80 steaks here last night.
Did you have any other person that were sick?
No, sir. No.
Oh, good Lord. Thanks, huh?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it could be worse. Even you sold 80, right?
Oh, yeah, at least 80 steaks.
Oh, okay.
You know, I turn on a P-Mix every night, and I could it tells me every single kind of steak I sold.
Well, yeah, right. Hold on, I'm going to pass to my son. He talks better English than me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hold on. Gilmore, take this one. Talk to the man. You were having problem with diarrhea, right? Talk to him.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, what? Can I ask you what kind of steak you ordered?
I ordered the I think it was the New York strip. I'm not sure.
Okay. And you think it gave you the runs?
Yeah, I had to go to the hospital because I was shitting and vomiting. And I don't feel really good. And they said it was food poisoning.
Oh, well, I tell you what, I sold, let me see how many New York strips I sold last night.
Oh, God.
Actually, I sold 8. No, no one else got sick, but I want to apologize about that. If you want, you know what, I can, I'll give you a free dinner if you want.
I mean, I guess that'd be all right, but the waiter, he gave us the Glory Hole special service, and it wasn't very good either. We went into the room, and the glory holes were very dirty.
I tell you what, can I get your first name and your last name, please?
Very big. My first name? I'm not sure if my dad would want me to tell you that.
Oh, hello, my dad was talking. Did he explain the situation to you?
Yeah, can I get your name? I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to send you a tuckaway in the mail.
Oh, a what?
Like a gift card.
Oh,
next time
okay, but
you have...
we have to go back to Europe in 2 days.
You're going to come back here in 2 days?
No. We are going back to home in Europe.
Oh.
In 2 days. Well, I can give you my name.
Yeah, let me get your first name and your last
name. Okay. I'm going to spell it because I don't know how to pronounce it in English, right? Okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Mr. Okay, you don't have to write that part, okay? It's like... how can you say it? Shit. It's pronounced Nigar. It's Nijjar.
Okay, can I ask you this? Are you staying at a hotel around here?
Sure.
Okay, well...
Hold on. I'm going to give you the room number. It's 506.
And where are you staying at?
The Hilton.
That's downtown, right?
Not sure. I'm not from here. I have the maybe the the taxi driver no more. But he's not around. He left us at the hotel. We are in the room right now. Gilmore, is it 506? Yeah, he said it's 5. Yes, Gilmore, is it 506, the room number? Yeah, he told me yes, it is.
Can you send it to Hilton?
Hilton, yes. H, the big H?
Right, right.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, well, I'd like to invite you back in for a free dinner before you go back to Europe.
Gilmore, talk to him. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Talk to him, Gilmore.
Hello?
All right, sir, I'm trying to tell you, Dad, I'd like to invite you back in for a free steak dinner on me. Well, if you want to come on back, you know, I'm willing to do that for you.
Yeah, you're a very nice guy for offering us that, but, I mean, we don't really want to get food poisoning again. I don't want to go back to the hospital.
All right, well, I'll be honest with you. So you didn't get food poisoning from my restaurant. I'll be very honest with you. Maybe it was something that didn't agree with you. Maybe it was something that you even ate. You can get food poisoning from something you ate even a day or two ago because no one else got sick of here in my restaurant. No one else, and I can say I sold $5,500 here in food last night, and no one else got sick. So I don't think I guarantee you didn't get sick from my restaurant.
I mean, I doubt I got sick from eating chips. I mean, that's all I've been eating for the past few days is just potato chips.
Well, anyway, listen, sir, I want to apologize about that, okay?
Well,
if you want to come on in, my name is Sonny, and you can come on in for a free dinner on me, okay?
Well, Sonny, do you think if we came in, we'd get better glory hole service this time around? Have you
Absolutely.
Cleaned the glory holes since
yep,
we came?
I'll be here all day tomorrow, okay?
Will you be able to give me the glory hole service? Will you, go to the glory hole with me?
Absolutely. And I'll buy you a free New York strip dinner, okay?
Oh, that's great.
All right. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Let's do the glory hole.
He seems like a nice guy. I didn't know how to turn it to be funny.
Yeah.
At the end. Sorry, guys.
At least he wanted me to give me another go at the glory hole service this time around.
But... you know, if you were having, like, it's the least that they can do. It's give you the food for free and give you another dinner for free.
I should have asked them if I could eat the dinner and have glory hole service at the same time.
Oh, yeah. And it's called the special steak and a fellatio, right?
Yes. Steak and fellatio.
At the
same
fellatio
time. Sauce.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to call him back?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was nice. Okay. All right. I'm not going to edit that one. He was too nice.
Too nice.
But he was willing to give you the glory hole himself. You realize that? That's a commitment.
Yeah. Very committed to the job. He should get
a promotion.
I'm gonna
call him back and tell him that this was a training call and he passed the test, so he's gonna be promoted and he has his own location, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk to the manager. Do you remember his name?
I don't remember.
Hold on.
Anyone in chat remember his name?
I don't think.
Thanks for calling up, Egg and Glida. How can I help you?
Hello, we just talked to the manager. We had an issue.
Yes.
Yes. Can you give him the phone to him, please?
Yes, no problem.
Thank you. Dun, 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 dun. You know what I want to hear right now if a music was playing right now? Would be Toto Africa, no? Bam, 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 bam. Me and Slut share the taste for the good music. I think it was him who made me discover Toto Africa. Kudos for Slut. Slut, you just won a free iPhone 6. I only have to cancel your contract and charge you $150. plus shipping, and plus $100 each time that you reset your PIN.
And we'll have to charge you another $300 for the new contract to reactivate the phone.
That's right. I forgot it. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Is this the manager? I don't think this is the manager.
No, it isn't, unfortunately. Manager's actually stepped out for a minute.
He told us to call him back. Can you grab him by the arm and give him the phone? Do you have a card list there, I think?
I'm not allowed to grab my manager in any way, so...
No. By the arm. It's an expression here.
This is
actually Mr. Tim from the Outback Steakhouse corporate office.
Oh,
we were doing a monitoring call, and he passed the test. I'm going to give him a good news.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, give him the phone, please. All right.
No.
Back.
Does that mean something else? Grab him by the arm?
No, I think he's just being stupid.
Like pulling his shirt, you know? Like, hey, psst, yeah. Come here.
Yeah.
People don't usually grab him by his ball. jeez. You'll never say no to a customer. Walking Ed, you have a good humor. You're a good one. Enjoy the sweet tune in the background. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
You do some good calls.
Hey, Polaris, welcome back. Oh yeah, yeah. You missed a bunch, man.
Good calls.
I went to like three different stores.
That's all right, buddy.
All over the place.
Oh, I think the manager is here. Hey, sir. Okay, that's all right, guys. He's not there. You're welcome, the walking head. Right now, there's 52 users in the IRC chat.
Nice.
Yay.
The app actually holding for?
Hello, I was holding for the manager.
Speaking.
Yes, hello. This is Mr. Tim. I believe we just spoke to. I was impersonating a customer who was from Europe. Do you remember my call?
Oh, yes, Mr. Tim.
Oh, okay.
I invited you in for a free dinner.
Oh, yeah, and there is a good news for you, sir. You just, this call was actually a fake one. It was from the corporate office where I'm working right now. It's to announce you that you succeed the test.
Oh, well, I'm glad. I try very hard to please all my customers, sir.
And I believe so. And I will write this down into my report, and you will hear from that very soon. Okay, do you have a Twitter by any chance?
I don't, Mr. Kim. No,
okay,
I don't. Sorry.
That's all right.
And actually, okay. You know, I'm the proprietor here.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to write this down into my report anyway.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Kim.
But you have a good note. A++.
Okay, well, thank you. And when you're in town, you come back and see us, okay?
Okay. Were you on your break?
Well, I don't ever take a break here. I just work straight through all the time.
Oh, yeah, but you should take a break. You will get tired. And when you come back to your house, you won't be up to par, you know?
Okay, Mr. Kim, I'll keep that in mind.
All right. You have a good night, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. I can't be mad at him. He's too nice.
Yeah,
like,
he was.
He's like, oh, I'm trying my best. No, you know, I'm working hard. I don't make a good salary, but I'm committed to my job, sir.
He lied to you though. He's because the guy said he stepped out.
Yeah, that's
so
why
he did
take a
break.
Yeah, or maybe he's always on the break. Oh,
Baz is online.
Oh, Baz.
The Baz.
The call machine.
We were in a comp last night, and he fell asleep in the snoring while making
really?
Calls.
Wow. Usually in the past, it was Turbo who was sleeping during the call. He felt always asleep. One time, he was the show was, hey, Baz! God damn it!
Wake up, Baz.
Wake up, sleepyhead Baz.
Can you hear me?
Yes, this is David Snoswell calling from the Banchod service. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm driving down the road.
Oh, okay. Huh. Down the road we go. Do you have a trucker music like
Yeah, it's turned down right now. Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
If you want, I can sing for you. It's better.
I'll take a rain check.
Seeing the Pokemon, I can't pronounce any of this French that was translated.
Yeah, that's all right. Maybe later. Baz and me are made a great duo. Right, Baz, when we sing the Pokemon in French theme?
Yeah. I speak the fluent French.
Yes. Oh, Baz, I think it cuts you. We lost the last part of your sentence.
Oh, I said I speak fluent French.
Yes, better than mine. Actually,
the French machine.
He learned me French. All I know is coming from Baz. Because, you know, he has the cultural exchange show.
Yes.
Baz is very cultural. Right, Baz?
Yes, I'm trying to make a difficult lane change here. Okay. Mission successful.
Yay! All right. Oh, we only have 9 more minutes before... the show ends, Baz. You want to do a call with us? Hello, Baz. Gilmore.
Hello?
Yes. I think Baz has problem with his audio.
Yeah, I think he had a car accident and died. Broke his phone.
All right. Okay, let's... Polaris, you still there, buddy?
Rest in peace.
I'm here, but I got to put these groceries away. I just got back and I heard you guys talking, so I wanted to... dip in, but I'll be right back in like
9 more minutes.
I'll be back in like 2 minutes. Okay. I'll be right back.
We'll call the Shanghai. All right. All right. This is the Shanghai, Santa Barbara, California. The Royal Service on the road. Yep. Hey, it's the Royal Service on the road. You heard the good news, my good ma'am? Scream! Scream louder! I can't hear you, bitch. Oh, I wanted her to be excited. She need to shout, to scream, to raise the roof with her and pray the Lord. And thank
Hello, God.
Hello, I do not believe that you shout for me like I was requesting. I order you to shout right now. Hello?
Yes.
Shout. All right, I tried. Anyway, I didn't
what
know
a bitch.
That was going with that one. So, Mr. Nice Guy. Oh, I know which one you can sing, Gilmore. You could sing, you know, it's an English song. It's the Mr. Sandman.
Oh, okay.
But you have to do the tree voice.
Oh, God.
Yeah, come on. It's too easy then. Add extra difficult.
Mr. Sandman. Okay.
Mr. Sandman. The chorus.
How can I help you?
Hello. Can you sing the Sichuan restaurant, right?
Pardon?
Is it the Sichuan restaurant?
Yes.
Okay,
we
stop
are.
Screaming.
Pardon?
Stop screaming. Don't be angry at me.
Calm down.
Calm the fuck down.
Damn it.
All right? And don't swear at me. I'm the customer here. I'm the one who pays you, right?
Yes.
Okay, orangey chicken?
You wanna...
Stop shouting! God!
I'm not shouting, I'm sorry.
Oh my God!
Calm down, please, man.
I can't hear you. You're shouting.
I've had a long day at work. I don't need this shit.
Whisper. Careless whisper. All right. Orangey chicken? All right. I had to try it. I always wanted to make it work, but it never works. Fuck. All right, Gilmore, you want to do a call?
Sure.
Okay, this one is for you. Okay. It's the Empress Palace. I thought about you for doing this one because you're emperor too, right?
I'm an emperor.
Yes, in part time during the weekend, right? Am I correct?
Sure. Is this a hotel?
Not sure. I think it's a restaurant. Chinese one.
Can we help you?
Hello?
Yeah, this is the Empress Palace.
You guys have Chinese food there?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'd like to make an order, please, for their pickup.
I'm sorry?
Pickup. Order.
I'll pick up order.
Yes.
Okay, your phone number.
My phone number?
Yeah.
It's in the caller ID there.
1-805-898-2014.
Okay,
and just to let you know, this phone is being recorded, and Mr. Baz is on the line. Continue, Gilmore.
I'd like, do you guys have the tampon tea there?
What?
The tampon tea.
What kind of food?
Tampon tea.
What's tampon tea?
The tea with tampons in it.
Do you have the boo sack noodle? The ball sack noodle? Is this the Empress Palace?
Chinese Empress Palace.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Tampon tea, orange chicken, ni hao ma, and fa pia. Okay?
What?
Don't forget the cow penis.
Baz has a good point here. You have the horse dick, right?
Won't you what?
Oh, God. Haven't you?
You come in order, okay?
No!
You can come
I can't. Stop shouting! Under house arrest. God damn it.
Bitch.
Alright, so the egg drop soup. You guys have egg drop soup there?
She hung up.
Whoa. What a bitch.
Yeah. Alright. Hey, Baz. Welcome back, buddy.
Yeah.
You're coming from Thank dead.
You. Yeah, I don't know. My phone machine died.
Oh, motherfucking phone, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long I'm going to be with you because the battery's going down.
Oh, no, you're going to die?
I think the Android has the battery that
don't
goes
die,
up.
Bass.
Yeah, it's terminal.
Terminal velocity, right?
No.
Yeah. But I'll hold on as long as I can.
Okay.
Yay.
You have to believe in it. All right. This one is for Baz, and if he drops, I'll take Polaris will take his place.
Okay.
This is Mandarin Palace, Baz. I do
believe
it's in Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara Mandarin Palace, Chinese food.
Mandarin Palace, can I help you?
Yeah. Hey, is this the Chinese food?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to order some of that filthy food.
Filthy food?
Yeah, you make the filthy Chinese food. It's got all the disgusting stuff in it, disgusting ingredients that makes it so tasty.
Something makes vegetables?
Yeah, so do you have the squirrel scrotum tea?
No, we don't have
No,
it.
No squirrel scrotum? Okay. What about the cream of samyang guy?
Samyang guy?
Yeah, I'd like the cream of samyang guy.
No, we don't have it. I don't know.
Ask for the smegma cheese. It's
yeah,
a special
the smegma tofu cheese. Instead of bean curd, it's penis smegma curd.
Oh.
Did we lose you? Are you still there?
We're still there, I think.
Is he just listening?
I think he's being a creep. Okay, bye, Mandarin Palace.
Okay.
Fucker.
How the hell am I getting my
Bitch.
Food?
We're going to call you back, Mandarin fucker. And I double-picked so fast that I didn't know that if I have hung up. So it doesn't count.
Mandarin Palace, may I help you?
Yeah, what happened? We got disconnected.
Hello?
I need that order. I want the food, damn it. Are you going to take my order or what?
Is it because he's white? neat American, and you are a filthy bastards. Chinese?
Are you the dirty devil?
Is it because our penis sizes are very superior to yours?
Yeah, there's no need to be rude because of that.
Is it because your penis is not long enough to fit through a glory hole?
And he hung up, surprisingly.
Oh, I don't know why he hung up.
Oh, me neither. God damn it!
God damn it.
Oh, we'll call the motherfucking Indian. The Cafe India. I call him at the beginning of the show. Polaris, are you able to do one? I'm gonna insult him, and after you're gonna take it, okay?
Okay.
You'll be my manager.
Cafe India.
Hello, is this the motherfucker? Hello. Okay, it's your turn.
Hello.
All right. Is it me?
Wow.
I hung up on call machine. Damn it. All right.
Still shows it there. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah. Is it connecting?
Yep.
There it goes.
I'm gonna call him back. He has to pick up.
Yeah.
He needs.
Two more minutes, guys.
2 more minutes before the end of the. Oh, okay. And I'm gonna wrap this up, guys.
You have reached 8:05.
It's all crazy, right. The answering machine answer.
Yep. All right. Baz, thank you for being on with us. I hope you're driving safe till you reach your destination to a destination unknown.
Thank you.
Are you going to be with us, with Jayad tonight?
You know what? I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be there from the beginning, but okay. I'll try.
All right. You have a good time. You have a good night, Baz.
You too. We'll talk to you later.
See you guys. Bye.
Word. Good one.
All right. Baz is now gone, people. And now it's time for saying goodbye to Gilmore. Gilmore, thank you for being us for the first time with me on my show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being a good sport. Thank you for to participate. I appreciate, and I will call you for another show if you agree.
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, stay tuned for the next show, Jayad Show. You have a good night, Gilmore.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Gilmore is now gone, people. And now is the turn to Polaris.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't hear a little bit more. But
You were there from the beginning.
Yeah.
You were the only one.
It's always fun, buddy, you know? Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, and I hope... You have a good night, too.
You too.
All right. Thank you very much for being on with us.
Yep.
Bye. All right, guys. Polaris is now gone, and there is only me and Call Machine. We are the last one. But until then, I'm going to talk to you while I do other stuff in the background before I leave you and I say the good night. I'm going to put into the chat the YouTube address where I publish all the pranks, all the shows. So if you're not able to listen to it on the Mixer because you have a Windows phone or Android or that you don't use the internet at all, but you have the YouTube machine, kind of. Well, YouTube needs internet to work, but let's pretend that it doesn't. All right? You search on the internet
on YouTube, more specifically, Trainwreck Show, a Trainwreck of a show. And it should be pop up my channel, which is named Trainwreck. And yeah, so I'm going to give you the link of my channel, and I want you to subscribe, motherfuckers, all right? You need to subscribe, and I put it into the chat room. It's blah, 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 blah. All right. It's not a real URL. So I want many more subscribers. I'm counting on you guys. Rate and subscribe each and all the videos. Right now, the maximum is at 30, which is the Amtrak prank call by Trainwreck. It's a call that we made with Palindrome. I want you to subscribe the shit out of those videos and rate them, give them, watch it multiple times so that I will have a ton of money from YouTube and I will be rich and buy a Cadillac Escalade at the end of the month. All right? I will appreciate it to you. All right. Well, thank you guys for being on with me tonight. It was a pretty long show. I think this is my record at this time. It has been, let me look at the time here. It has been a show that was 3 hours and 6 minutes long till right now. And I really appreciate it. We had some great call. I'm going to edit those and put it into the YouTube so that you don't have to listen to all the show. But for those who want to listen to the entire show, I'm going to put it's going to be on the Mixler. It's going to be on my YouTube. And like always, thank you for being with me. I think everything has been said, except thank you, Call Machine, for providing me the broadcast. And, well, good night, everyone.